6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it is Cinco de Mayo for those of you out there celebrating. Actually, it's Mexican Independence Day, so I think that, you know, what do? Send those well wishes to everybody that's illegally crossing the border? I don't think so. There's been so much stuff going on right now, as a matter of fact, that we're going to share with you. We've got illegal aliens suing the state of Texas and the governor. Yeah. Oh, we're going to tell you about that in a minute. I mean, see, this is a thing. Remember the old saying about, you know, when this is something that I've shared with about the sheriffs and the constables about shooting people and making sure they're dead so they don't come back and sue you? Yeah, I rest my case. As far as our sales at the Power Mall goes, you have until tomorrow, May 6th, that's right, to get yourself the $49.95 deal on the iComplex special pricing. This is the new bottle with 120 capsules a bottle with a 4 dose a day instead of 3. New ingredients. Pills are smaller, easier to swallow. 4 has more of the goodies than 3 of the older ones. So, you know, we encourage you to take advantage of that while you can. Tomorrow it's over. 10% off of all the OptiVita products, including the new Basic Essentials. We're doing 15% off this promotion for Basic Essentials this week only. And for those of you that don't or can't see reasoning buying Complete Essentials, which, you know, I'm trying it. And we'll try Basic Essentials, too. We try everything at the Power Mall. And we do it because, you know, if we're not taking it, why should you? We need to be able to talk to you about stuff like that. And that's one of the reasons why we check out the many products in the Power Mall. And we got 10% off of Silver Botanicals products this week as well. And we've got a few different Grown by Nature supplements on closeout due to approaching Best Buy dates, and you can still take them. But they're 50% off iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, zinc, also Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally is going to be on closeout as well, 50% off. Sadly, one of our longtime guest hosts, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, passed away March 28th after being hospitalized with COVID-19. This comes from her family. And also, we have a longtime listener and supporter, Bob, out there who is receiving a blood transfusion today. And so we're asking for prayers for the family of Sharon Lynn Wyeth, as well as Bob, who's going to be getting pure blood. We want him to have pure blood. We don't want it tainted with the jab or anything else. We don't want it tainted with HIV. We want him to get pure blood. Father, we just lift this situation up to you and thank you for blessing Sharon Wyeth's life, that she was able to provide information and support us and stand for the truth. And we appreciate her and her life and comfort her family right now in their time of grieving. It is very difficult to lose somebody, Father. We know that. It's tough. And it doesn't matter who it is, whether they're a friend, a relative, but a family member and a guest and guest host that's been on this show before. We just thank you for lifting her situation up, and her spirit joins yours. That's what you promised us, Father, and we appreciate you for everything that you promised us in your word. Bob is going to have a blood transfusion today. We are asking that he get pure blood, nothing tainted, Father. Make sure that that blood that's being given to him is watched over by you, that it's clean and it's pure, and we just pray for that. Pray for his deliverance. Because obviously, you know, he has some medical conditions that are requiring him to have this today. So please, you've got him in the palm of your hand, Father. You are reaching out to him right now and comforting him in his time of need, as well as the Wyeth family. And we thank you for Lori and for Rod and for everybody else on our prayer list. And if there's anyone else that we've forgotten, we have to, because today is a National Day of Prayer. And we pray for the United States of America as well, Father, because we need to be delivered no matter what happens, no matter what confusion that Satan tries to throw at us. We know that you are the healer and the power over all. And even in our time of trouble, we know we can call on you and you will deliver us. And we thank you for all these, our blessings, our finances, our prosperity, and our health. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. Can I get an amen out there? See, if two or more people agree, it's added unto them. Coming soon to the Power Mall, by the way, Perry A., we've had her on the show before. She's got the new book out, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. This is 9 years since the original book was written. She's continued to research, explore, and discover more of these amazing facts, and she's going to have this available on pre-order now at the Power Mall, and you'll get a discount on that. Normally it's $23.99. You're going to get it for $21.59 if you pre-order now. And, of course, those of you who are really pissed off, we have the new Power Hour We the People Are Pissed Off t-shirts with a Power Hour logo on the back. Not only can you advertise for us, but you let everybody know that you are a truth seeker. It's a representation of all our collective voices being raised for the universe to hear it's time for truth. By the way, we have a new address for the Power Hour and Power Mall, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And if you aren't hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local radio station, and you know they happen to be news talk, and they could fill in the blanks with something a little bit more productive than the farm-to-market report, we encourage you to reach out to them and let them know. All they have to do is contact us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know that they're interested, and we'll call them up and work out a deal to get the Power Hour on your local radio station. And if you're a small business and you'd like to advertise on the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business. Use that same email, support@thepowerhour.com, and let us know you want to advertise so we can get you on the show. A lot of different people have found it very beneficial to be with us because we have a lot of people that listen and share this information with their friends, their relatives, and their extended families. And if you want to make a donation to the Power Hour, we appreciate that. We have a level 3 supporter out there that donated $500. It's incredible. And as a result of all the Level 3 supporters, there is a new episode available on the Joyce Riley Archive Vault from October 2nd, 2009. It's commercial free, and that's what you get when you are a Level 3 supporter. But you can buy us a cup of coffee when the banner ad pops up when you get to thepowerhour.com. You can be a regular supporter, Level 1. Level 2, you get commercial free show archives and a 5% discount on all online orders at the Power Mall. And you get the Joyce Riley Archive Vault access on level 3, plus the free show archives, commercial free, plus 10% discount on all online orders. So there are some perks that go with moving up the ladder and being a team supporter. Lots of things going on today. We have Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation. We have Dean DeWolf from Silver Botanicals and Jancy Lindsay, PhD, Director of Toxicology and Molecular Biology, to talk about COVID conspiracies turning into COVID realities. Whether or not you knew that they could cause sterilization and transhumanize you by changing your DNA, she's going to be on the show talking about that. Lots happening in the world of news. We have about 15 minutes to share it with you before we start bringing our guest on today. The global bond market has been decimated. The leading U.S. benchmark indexes are deep in the red year to date. The Dow Jones Industrial slumped about 6.3%. The NASDAQ Composite Index plunged 17%. The S&P 500 nearly 10%. Several U.S. Treasury yields are hitting multi-year highs. Many of the top bond exchange traded funds or ETFs are not performing nearly as well. The ETF has slipped roughly 8%. iShares International Treasury bond ETFs have fallen close to 14%. So understand, corporate debt has also slumped this year. You can read more about that when you get your inbox blast from us here at thepowerhour.com. Hopefully you subscribe to that. You're missing out if you don't. Also in world news, global food crisis, perfect storm of world hunger thanks to the Ukraine crisis, and COVID could starve millions. They're at risk of starvation thanks to COVID and the ongoing war in Ukraine, both of which helped create a perfect storm. Why? Is it because of fertilizer? Could be. Global Network Against Food Crisis, a multinational organization founded by the EU, as well as the UN bodies, founded in 2021, represented the worst year for world hunger, which means things could get a whole lot worse. That's why people are stocking up on food, folks. 193 million people facing acute food insecurity just last year, and it's going to get worse. And, of course, now, you know, here's something. Mike Adams is going at it again. From Natural News, USA NATO gearing up for counterattack against Russian forces in July or August with high risk of escalated retaliatory strikes by Russia using EMP or nuclear weapons. And this is all allegedly Mike is saying here based on facts that have now been made public. It's clear the USA and NATO are gearing up for massive military counterattack against Russian forces in Ukraine, even though Scarecrow in the White House pretty much promised we wouldn't be doing that. based on the idea. It takes a few months to build up logistics, hardware, and personnel. July, August seems to be the plausible time frame. Now, of course, keep in mind that this is all from Mike Adams, from Brighteon. And, you know, here's the thing. Would it be interesting? I mean, this may be a reach. At least this is what Adams seems to think. I want to posit that to you. He thinks that the 2022 midterms are going to get canceled because we're going to be in World War before November, accompanied by domestic police state martial law response that includes an actual Ministry of Truth run by Homeland Security. Yeah, well, and if enough people say no and get off their cell phones, I don't think you have too much to worry about. You know, if there's an EMP attack, guess what? Even the rich are going to suffer. The rich may be stockpiling food and think that they got it all cushy, but guess what? The have-nots always manage to find out where the haves are and go after them. And this is why all the haves are stocking up on guns, ammo, and food. Because we could find ourselves in civil unrest and see all the deniers out there saying we could not be in another civil war. And there's a lot of people that are like, it's pricking their ears right now to even hear me say it. But the thing is if our little democratic bunch of idiots and imbeciles up there in D.C. and our rhino lawmakers get us into world war and we start hammering against Russia and Russia decides to use tactical nukes or send one of those hyperglide supersonic doohiggies overhead 270 miles up in the atmosphere and launch an EMP strike against us and take out the grid, it's a level playing field from here. And only those who are prepared are going to survive. And now you know why all these people are out there buying up potassium iodide. We have it here in the Power Mall. It's called Nuke Protect Nascent Iodine. A lot of people are selling it, but it's not going to stay in stock for very long. Just one of those things. Yeah, we're looking at a potential even, and crybaby Congressman Adam Kinzinger has introduced a Ukraine war resolution specifying the exact plan. You know, as USA NATO forces planning to cobble together a false flag operation likely involving chemical weapons in order to justify us going there. Yeah, the UK Parliament has summoned Elon Musk to give testimony about his planned $44 billion purchase of Twitter, asking him to detail his vision. See, a lot of the leftists over there, they're freaking out too. And see, the thing is with Elon Musk, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. A lot of people are not just panicking. Elon is calling for an investigation into far-left groups trying to pressure advertisers. And we're talking about, you know, BLM, everybody else, GLAAD, Media Matters for America, Women's March, NARAL, Pro-Choice America. You know, oh, they all want to just, you know, beat on all of these Coca-Cola, Kraft, and all these other woke people, Disney, boycott Twitter. Go ahead. And see, then, you know, what did Musk say? Look, if all these employees that were working for Twitter want to quit, let them. Well, they can be replaced. If they're that stupid, they want to quit, fine. Now, he will go in and clean house. Trust me, anybody that doesn't agree with what Elon Musk says, and of course there are people out there basically in their opinions saying that he wants to transhumanize people too. So, you know, is this just another way that we're going to twist things? He has, let's see, what is it here? Sarah McBride via Bloomberg. Synchron developing a brain-computer interface competes with Elon Musk's Neuralink Corp. They have now enrolled the first patient in a U.S. clinical trial. That's right. Unprecedented access to brain data collected by using blood vessels of the brain as natural highways. Yeah, they're going to plug all sorts of stuff into this person. And we don't know whether they're going to live or die in the process, but they're going to get to the bottom of this. They're going to figure out what's going on in the human brain. Neuralink's device is implanted directly into the skull. Synchron's device, once implanted, travels to the brain through blood vessels. Ah, yes, we can make him better. We can make him stronger. Sound like the Bionic Man, doesn't it? These people are sick. Here we're trying to do, what is it called, medical tyranny? I think so. What about you? So now that we have, you know, Turkey's inflation, by the way, you think it's bad here? 69.97% on the year in April compared to 61.14% in March. That means you are paying so much money to live in that country. It's not, it's unbelievable. And the man who discovered Hunter Biden's laptop He was on Tucker Carlson last night. If you didn't have a chance to see him, he wasn't on for very long, but he is going to sue Adam Schiff. Yeah, we're going to have another Schiff show. This time it's going to the court, and he's going to sue CNN as well. And let's see, who else is he going to go after? The Daily Beast and Politico, claiming false statements about him led to the destruction of his business. Mac Isaac said he was accused of variously of stealing the computer of spewing Russian disinformation. So, you know, now he's a servant of Putin. Yeah. So anyway, he's asking for $1 million in compensatory and punitive damages. We'll see, you know, if the jury gives him more, which they should. Brian Della Rocca is representing Mac Isaac, by the way. Pro-abortion protesters outside the Supreme Court attacked four pro-life Christian activists who showed up to counter-protest. What, we can't have counter-protesters? They don't like you, so they beat you up? Is that it? So the police didn't show up until after one of the pastors was punched. And, of course, the minister said that person that punched me is no longer here that I can see. To protect him, police surrounded the four pastors, forming a line between them and the pro-abortion protesters. This is all tit for tats. And, of course, they all get to cuss because they have freedom of speech, so they could sit there and yell at their expletives. Samuel Alito, by the way, who drafted this original draft of Roe v. Wade being overturned, is canceling plans to make an appearance at an event today in the aftermath of this leaking. He was set to appear at the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals Judicial Conference alongside a number of other judges in New Orleans. He's not going now. And here's something new. Kate Brown is definitely out of her mind. According to a new poll, this Democrat is officially the least popular governor in America. And guess what? She just signed into law a bill called menstrual equity. For those of you who know what, Kate Brown may have a period, but boys do not. But yet she's requiring tampons to be put in all of the students, the male students' restrooms. Wow. What are they going to do? Like She's the Man. Remember the movie where Channing Tatum stuck it up and stuck it up his nose for a nosebleed? Yeah, what is he going to do? Stick a tampon up his nose? Is that what they're going to do when they get a nosebleed? Gee, boys' bathrooms are going to have tampon dispensers. Kate Brown, you are really screwed up in the head. You know that? I got a lot of expletives I'd like to say to you, but I'm not going to do that because we're on the radio and the FCC would have a problem with it. It's bad enough we get to voice our opinions on stuff like this, but I mean, $400 a machine? School custodians have to maintain these things. And it's going to show the youth, especially the trans youth, the bathroom they're using that affirms their gender, that it's for them. One Portland resident argued, it's got the products there they might need. Really? Where are they going to put the tampon other than their nose? Don't answer that. I already know. Yeah, the joke of the day. Yeah, these people are really sick and twisted for doing what they're doing, but hey, it only happens in Oregon. A leaked audio from an event that was held in March of this year by Alabama U.S. Rep. Mo Brooks explains the seats on the most powerful committees in Congress have to be bought at a price of $1 million or more. And the money from the seats, where does it come from? Lobbyists. Remember Man of the Year, the movie where Robin Williams said you don't get $200 million from donors without owing somebody something? Yep. They will offer to pay the price of the seat in your powerful committee in exchange for political favors. This is what Mo Brooks said when he said special interest groups won Washington. I don't mean it metaphorically. I mean literally. The arrangement corrupts debate on public policy. The national media is aware of the issues, but both political parties are guilty of engaging it. Nobody's bringing it to the forefront. Nobody wants to talk about it. Why? Because this is how you get corrupted once you get to D.C. and you want to get in a committee. Then you're beholden to somebody. Now we get to that little story, while we have a couple of minutes left here before the break, on this group of illegal aliens. 15 plaintiffs filed a lawsuit against Texas officials for alleged constitutional violations within the governor's Operation Lone Star criminal trespass program. They have turned this case into a class action lawsuit on behalf of more than 2,000 illegal immigrants who they say have been over-incarcerated, arrested based on race, immigration status, or national origin, as well as denied due process. Really? What rights do these invaders have? I think the attorneys here are just goldbrickers looking to file a frivolous action. They need to be sanctioned and even disbarred. Stuff like this doesn't belong in our courts. You know, all these legal immigrants that came to this country, they got to hire an attorney and do everything the right way. I feel for them. I really do. I'm not racist either. And stop calling me that, you liberals out there, you libtards. I'm going to tell you right now, all these people who are legally here because they did the right thing. They got attorneys, they studied, they took the test, they did everything they were supposed to. I feel for them because these people here have no rights. They don't have a right until they become an American citizen. End of story. And again, I bring out the fact these lawyers want $18,000 a day for each day the inmate is found to have been unlawfully incarcerated or unlawfully reincarcerated, and they want an injunction to discontinue the Operation Lone Star program. And, of course, it was filed in Austin, Lib City. So, you know, it's really crazy how this thing works out, folks. That's what I mean about what do you do to these invaders? If somebody invades your property and you don't want them there, what did the sheriff say? Shoot them in the face. Don't let them walk away. You know, why aren't we doing that at our border? I know there were some political candidates down there that said that's what we need to be doing, shooting these illegals so they don't get any further than the Rio Grande. If they step on American soil, they're foreign invaders. That's what they are. And now they want to sue. Here's what I mean. They got here alive, so now they're going to file a class action lawsuit to try to shut down Texas's program, which has them incarcerated for criminal trespass as they invade private property and destroy property in the process and take up space in this country illegally. They are invaders. This is a foreign invasion. I think all of you truth seekers out there get that. And if you're Bill Gates, you're a little twisted. Billionaire Microsoft co-founder says he should have heeded the advice of his ex-wife Melinda Gates, saying it was a huge mistake to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, we know Epstein didn't hang himself, right? He was already a convicted sex offender who had been sentenced with soliciting prostitution from a minor in 2008 and served 13 months in custody in Florida before he and Gates first met. Gotta wonder about that old saying, ye shall know them by their fruits. All right. We are done with this little segment here. But after the break, we're bringing on Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lycee, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
One minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, May 5th, 2022, it's Cinco de Mayo. For those of you out there celebrating, I know it's at least somewhat in the back of your mind that it is party time for many of you in America today. So, you know, what can I say? Have a margarita on me and enjoy, relax, and don't overdo it. You know, I've been trying to get people from the Heritage Foundation on this show. Our producers finally managed to hook up with Mike Gonzalez. He is the Angelus T. Arredondo Senior Fellow on E Pluribus Unum at the Heritage Foundation in D.C., spending close to 20 years as a journalist. That's near dear to my heart. 15 of those years writing them from Europe, Asia, Latin America. He left journalism to join the Bush administration. He was a speechwriter for Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Christopher Cox before moving on to the State Department's European Bureau. He wrote speeches, op-eds since 2009. He's been at the Heritage Foundation. He writes on national identity, diversity, multiculturalism, assimilation, and nationalism, as well as foreign policy in general. I mean, you got a wide, diverse makeup here, Mike Gonzalez. Welcome to the show.
Protect America.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, you've got two books out that I'm not sure people are aware of, but we're going to include these, by the way, on our email blast for all of you who have subscribed to it at thepowerhour.com. And, of course, you can share this with your friends. One of the books is The Plot to Change America, How Identity Politics is Dividing the Land of the Free, and BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. And, of course, this is where they made George Floyd their poster child, which, you know, it's nonsensical, but this is the way BLM behaves. Mike, did you see the video of them yelling Black Attorneys Matter at the law professor at that class?
No, I missed that. When was that?
Oh, this just happened a day or so ago, and apparently they were making some sort of speech there, and all the black people in the audience started banging on the desk, yelling, Black Attorneys Matter, Black Attorneys Matter. It's like, look, we're not saying they don't matter, but, you know, these people have to have, since they've all been ingrained with the fact that George Floyd is their hero, they got to have something to bang about. I mean, as far as the identity politics, I mean, look at Roe v. Wade. Look at all the garbage going on with that. Ministers being beat up by protesters right in front of the Supreme Court. I mean, that's got to tell you a lot about how we're divided in this country. So this book you wrote, The Plot to Change America, give me the 400-foot view of that, since, you know, we were looking at the Supreme Court headlines here just yesterday about the leak and everything and what should be done about it.
Well, I mean, that is that's not my most recent book. BLM is. But very briefly about the plot, it's a book on how the left is out to transform the country through multiculturalism and critical race theory and critical theory. It's the plot is not something that liberals, you know, they don't go into a basement every Thursday night in Cambridge, Massachusetts, or Madison, Wisconsin. But they do all the people or the vast majority of the people who are trying to transform the country by taking over our institutions, they're cultural institutions, really institutions have to do with how we make sense of life, whether it's the academy, the media, et cetera. They have all read the same philosophers. They're all Gramscians, followers of Antonio Gramsci, and they're all followers of the Frankfurt School of Herbert Marcuse and the things they said. And even if they have never heard the name Herbert Marcuse, they're Marcuseans. And by the way, that is what the people, the communists who trained the founders of Black Lives Matter, they're trained in that very, very deeply. They're very well versed into cultural Marxism. And that's the reason I wrote my most recent book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, because it is, they're having a huge impact on our lives and not a good impact. They're trying to wreck the American way of life, in my opinion.
Well, they are, and the thing is that, you know, it's perfectly obvious when you see Patrice Cullors and everybody else buying up real estate with all this Black Lives Matter donations and contributions and buying a place owned that they can use as their headquarters that was owned by the Communist Party. So, you know, when you see stuff like this and you see their the way that they deny things and the way they try, I mean, if they can keep us divided, this seems to be the big thing, that if they can keep the argument up, the left-wing narrative up, they think that we're all stupid enough to fall for that.
Well, I mean, you know, we don't have to guess why they bought the former headquarters of the Communist Party of Canada in Toronto. They didn't have to redecorate. They could just leave the posters of the Bolshevik Revolution up on the walls. But look, I should make it very clear that I have nothing against the concept of Black Lives Matter. I say Black Lives Matter. You know, Black Lives Matter to me, right? What I wrote about is the organizations and the founders of the organizations, because they are fanatical Marxists. They hate the way America is constituted. They want to change the Constitution with a small C and a big C. But, you know, Alicia Garza, one of the main founders of Black Lives Matter, says we have to dismantle the organizing principle of society. We have to dismantle how we've organized as a society. This is what she seeks. She says capitalism is racist and black lives will never matter under capitalism. That is not just crazy and a falsehood, because, as you know, even if your skin is purple, if you make a better mousetrap, you're going to become very wealthy. But it is also dangerous stuff. Dangerous. We enjoy the high standard of living that we do, the high level of freedom that we do, because of the way we're constituted, because of the way the founders set the whole thing up, because each succeeding generation has really hewed to this and tried to perfect the republic. And if we have someone come along, become important, and they're very important, and say, no, the whole blueprint stinks, and we have to throw out the blueprint and start anew, then we have a problem. We're going to have a big problem.
Well, the thing about multiculturalism that is, you know, I look up the definition, I see London. I mean, anybody just has to look at London, England to see what multiculturalism can do to a society. And they don't understand, and it's not just a matter of, you know, what they're calling white supremacy. No, we all have to exist peacefully, coexist peacefully in America. And the thing is that I know a lot of black business people, and they are very successful in what they do. And believe it or not, Mike, some of them are running barbecue joints. And a lot of them are football players, and they own barbecue joints like Earl Campbell. You know, people like that from the Houston Oilers fame. You know, people like that. Hayward Spears, a very dear friend of mine who's black American, that is just successful as all get out, has opened up several barbecue shacks. They are doing something, one, that they love, and two, it's making them money, and three, people love them for it. So I don't get where these Black Lives Matter idiots are coming from. These people are totally off base, and, you know, for them to want to cancel capitalism is destroying their own race, to me. Isn't it to you?
Well, I mean, I think that destroying capitalism would harm all of us, no matter what color. You know, America has had problems with race in the past, but we've since had a black president. We have black senators. We have black attorneys. We are trying to become, and we have succeeded, I think, in many ways, to become as inclusive as possible, to make decisions based on merit. What they say, the leaders of Black Lives Matter, that we are an oppressive society, that we're systemically racist, it's all untrue. And the reason why they say that we're systemically racist, institutionally racist, and structurally racist is because they want to change the structures, they want to change the institutions, and they want to change the system. And the system is the way everything works, right? It's just a word that means the way everything works. So the only logical conclusion, if you believe that we're systemically racist, is to change the system. And that is what I'm trying to warn against in my book, saying, look, we may not be perfect. We're a place on earth, right? No no place on earth is going to be utopian. But I have lived in many countries. As you said, I was a foreign correspondent. I have lived at least a year in seven countries. I can compare and contrast. We have it pretty good here. This is a very good system. The reason why my parents sought to come here is because it has the freedom that we have allow us to have two things. It allows us to flourish economically, but also to flourish politically. We're politically free and economically free. Why on earth would you want to throw that out?
That's a good question. And see, the thing is your parents, since they did immigrate here, probably went through the system and did everything by the book and did everything legally and legally became citizens. They didn't cross the border with all the rest of these people that are basically creating an invasion, which is, to me, forced multiculturalism. But it's also an invasion. I mean, look how many terrorists that they've caught at the border in the process.
Right. No, I think that this is one thing that has Americans really concerned is the open border situation. I was just in Guatemala last week, and I can tell you, I'm going to be writing more about this, the Biden-Harris administration is not helping. It's not helping create the economic conditions that would allow the Guatemalan economy to grow and hire the people who enter the labor market. So they come here, and we have to deal with this. And the fact that they have thrown the border open, it's just they're not going to be able to hide it anymore because everybody can see it. So more on that to come. But we are a multi-ethnic country, which is the reason why we cannot be multicultural. We have an American culture. We have American traits, American virtues. What Black Lives Matter says is that these traits are coded white, that to be punctual, to work hard, that all these things are not just virtues. They're white things, which is insulting. It's insulting. This is why with this book, I actually just want to expose what Black Lives Matter is, the organizations. I have to emphasize that again, because the media will not do it. The media did not do it, did not vet them, has only helped them. And so I say, well, I'm going to quote them. I'm going to quote leftist sources, which if you go through the footnotes of my book, BLM, you will see that I quote mainly either they themselves, BLM, or I quote other leftist sources. And I say, this is what they say. This is who they are. This is what they want to do.
So the thing is the books that we just brought up here, especially BLM, which is the newest one out, where is that available now? Where can they buy it? Where can people buy it?
Amazon tried to ban, no, not tried, Amazon banned the ads that we were running to promote my book. We caught them. Then they said, look, this is an issue that's being debated. I said, yeah, I made fun of them. I wrote an article for the New York Post saying, yeah, I write about public policy. In a democracy, public policy should be debated. What are you thinking? So Amazon came back and apologized. And they said, look, they didn't blame it on an algorithm. They said it was human error, i.e., an employee or several employees at Amazon really hated my book and tried to do everything possible to bury it. And Amazon stopped doing that. So you can buy it from Amazon and feel good about it, and it's selling rather well.
Well, good. It's good to know that you actually stood up to them. Now, the thing, Amazon to me is one of those that's woke. And it's just one of those that have been pressured by the left and employs the left. And so now that, we've had news headlines out today that basically people who are working inside Twitter are threatening to quit because Elon Musk bought the company and is taking over. And I'm sure he's going to get rid of Agrawal, that little pissant that's running the show right now. That banned Mike Lindell again. And see, this is the thing. When you start taking away free speech and everybody else's rights, I mean, once you take away free speech and then you ban and you set up this Ministry of Truth, that's another plot to change America, is it not?
Oh, yeah. No, that's completely – I mean, it's unbelievable that with all the problems – you see what the way Congress treated Mayorkas last week, and rightly so. With Ken Buck saying you're guilty of treason, that then the idea is to create a Ministry of Truth. And by the way, Buck was saying that, Representative Buck, who's great, I like him a lot, was saying that not because of the Ministry of Truth. He was saying that because of the open borders, which Mallorca is guilty because he's just doing the bidding of his boss, the Biden administration. But then to create this Ministry of Truth, who do they? What country do they live in? Are they so alienated from the rest of America that they did not realize what a wave of opposition this was going to be met with?
Well, and they all want to make them registered voters in time for the 2022 congressional elections, right? 844-769-2944. The number to call if anything we have said to you has hit a nerve and you want to comment on it here in the Power Hour. We are on radio stations all across America as well as on shortwave radio at 13.845 megahertz worldwide for those of you who can hear it. And, of course, you know, we welcome you to share thepowerhour.com, which people can go on and listen to because we're streaming both on shortwave and live across America on AM, FM stations as well as on the Internet. So it's good to have Mike Gonzalez here. If you just joined us, he's with the Heritage Foundation in D.C. I've been reading a lot of the stuff. I mean, the Daily Signal, that's one of Heritage Foundation's, administrative outputs. And I love reading a lot of the stuff there. A lot of it is not news. It's all opinion, but it's the kind of opinion that the Christian conservative can certainly appreciate. And, you know, even though a lot of it is opinionated, it gets us back to the roots of what this country was founded on, and that is religion. It was founded on the fact that people were tired of religious persecution, and they wanted to be free. And so they drafted up their own charter and created the Declaration of Independence. They created the U.S. Constitution, and that's something in America that I think Marxism is going to have a very tough time dealing with because it's in place. And you've heard, Mike, obviously, about this Article 5 Constitutional Convention that everybody wants to open that Pandora's box. Are you for or against it?
You know, I'm a constitutionalist. I like the one that we wrote in 87. Which is difficult to amend, but can be amended. I would shy away from doing anything like that until we have changed the climate of opinion to what you were saying, what you were talking about, where we have a strong consensus that we have a society that is based on Judeo-Christian values, that we cannot walk away from that. We'll walk away from that at our peril, which is really what we had at the time of the founding. You know, the founders themselves said very explicitly, this constitutional republic can only be, you know, can only be successful with the moral people. So we're not exactly a moral people at the moment. We have lost a lot of ground to the cultural left, and I think this is what the big battle of. No, what I was saying was that you heard that part. The founders were very clear that a constitutional republic can only work with a moral people. And right now we have lost, you know, a lot of ground to the cultural left that a lot of people on my side of conservatism are trying to take back. You know, like Stan Evans said, you know, to be conservative, sometimes you have to be radical. And that's, I think, what a lot of the new right is about, is trying to wage a battle of ideas with cultural Marxists. And say, no, we want to go back to our traditional values, which are the traditional values of America, which are, by the way, part of the traditional values is that all men are created equal. All men. You know, the Constitution, when Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King appealed to the Constitution and to the Declaration of Independence as documents that needed to be implemented fully in order for all Americans to be free, and I'm there with them. But what I don't want to do is take down those documents, the Constitution of 87 and Declaration of 76, and say that they're evil, which is what BLM said, which is what the Marxist left is saying.
For sure. Scotty in Virginia, you're on the phone with Mike Gonzalez here on the Power Hour. What say you, sir? Good morning.
Dave, good morning. First of all, I'd like to say you and I both know the Ten Commandments. In order to make it into heaven, we have to live by those commandments. That's my first point to be made. Second of all, we fall into a trap whenever we start defending ourselves against someone calling us a racist. It is your personal right, if you want to be a racist, as long as you don't hurt no one, to say, I don't like people with black hair. I don't like people with freckles. I don't like, you know, that's the trap that we fall into in defending ourselves against someone accusing us of being a racist. So what? It's your right. That's my reply If someone accuses me of being a racist, it's my right to be one if I want to be.
All right, Scotty, appreciate the input on that. You know, and you have freedom of speech too, Scotty. You just showed that right here in the Power Hour. And of course, you know, this is a thing. Yeah, you have a right to do anything you want because God gave us free will in America. Mike Gonzalez, what's your take on what Scotty just said?
Well, look, I happen to believe that the word racist should be a powerful word. That is not really, I disagree that it is something that is neutral. It's not, you know, value neutral. However, I do want to add something to it. The left has completely devalued the word racist. They use it so much for everything that to be called a racist now, it's no longer really, it has been rendered meaningless. When that is used as a way to shut down debate, I just think it has stopped working.
Well, and see, and the other thing too, you know, when you have the word racist, the left likes to also use the word white supremacist. And I'm like, okay, Scarecrow used it in the White House. That's what I call the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a 2-year-old is Scarecrow. If he only had a brain, that's from The Wizard of Oz, and his sidekick Giggles, who can't complete a sentence without laughing. The real problem here, you know, when we're talking about like Kyle Rittenhouse was defending himself and all of a sudden Biden comes out and calls him white supremacist. And I'm just like, okay, you see, there's that slam you were talking about that's been basically devalued and watered down. And this is something that, you know, unfortunately, because of the fact that, and this is a thing, people seem to forget. Crispus Attucks was the first black American killed in the Revolutionary War. So, you know, I have to remind people that it wasn't just the whites that helped found America. So we need to get off that bandwagon of whatever that nonsense is. Alan in Texas, I know you're going to chime in on that one. What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, if we didn't have a little controversy, we wouldn't be learning anything, would we? And your guest,
right.
I'm not questioning his personal motives or anything, but when I heard that he was a member of the Heritage Foundation, it's just synchronicity, if you want to call it. I was just reading a book by a researcher that I, in fact, they killed him for his research, a guy named Jim Keith. And he's talking about, I was reading a section about the Tavistock Institute. And in this book, he specifically states the Heritage Foundation as one of the groups that has been influenced and penetrated and controlled beneath the covers by the Tavistock Institute. And I believe we all pretty much know what that is. It's one of these organizations that is doing the mind control on us. This guy, once again, Jim Keith, was a fabulous researcher. They killed him for the information he was putting out. And it's just weird because I had just reread his book on, it's called Mass Control Engineering Human Consciousness. And, he's a pretty reliable researcher and he specifically states the Heritage Foundation as one of the institutions that has been influenced and basically controlled by the Tavistock Institute. Once again, I'm not questioning your guest's motives or his heart or anything, but we all understand how deep this stuff runs, and there is manipulation going on at all levels in the dang near everything in our lives anymore.
Well, that's true, Alan. Mike, in defense of the Heritage Foundation, or are you just kind of going to take a neutral position? What do you know about Tavistock?
I never heard of it. I've been here 13 years. I've been in senior management. I know old presidents who have been in their offices. I've just never heard anything like that in my life. How do you even spell it? What is that?
Yeah, Tavistock Foundation.
Okay.
Something Alan brings up in my mind about types of surveys and types of platforms that they espouse, where they sit people down and get them to collectively agree on things. It was one of the workshops. It's very similar to a program I went through in Leadership Northport down in Florida. And it was one of these things. I was VP of leadership. And so they had a program called SimSoc, which is Simulated Society. And basically it was a lesson in socialism. And to me, when I got done with that class, You know, and it was nothing but, you know, organize into four groups, try to coexist. All of a sudden, war breaks out. Everything breaks out. It all goes to hell in a handbasket. We already know socialism doesn't work. And so, you know, that's pretty much the issue that, you know, we're facing right here is you're doing the deep dive, Alan. We appreciate your call. Mike Gonzalez, we got a minute left. You can get both of his books, and I think they are of value here. People need to know about BLM, the making of a new Marxist revolution. They need to know about the left because, you know, until you can dig for the truth, you're not going to find what you're looking for. And, Mike, we appreciate you coming on the show today.
I appreciate you giving me the time to speak to your listeners, really, because I think the more we get this out, the better. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Gonzalez with the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. Alan in Texas, that was, you know, quite some interesting information. And, of course, wow. For those of you who want to look up Tavistock Foundation, please research that, because if they are who I think they are, you know, we have the right to question. We have the right to seek the truth. This is what's important. We're going to get to some more truth about silver and its benefits. Silver Botanicals. Dean DeWolf is going to be with us in our next segment. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.